Around 11:30, the motor coach pulled into a parking lot in the Riverbend Commerce Park. Several dozen people were waiting outside of New Beginnings. That's a nonprofit business that provides veterans and military families with essential household items. One by one, the candidates got off the bus and began mingling with people, such as Kootenai County Clerk Jim Brannan.
I'm here to support members of my party from Lieutenant Governor on down, and I couldn't ask for a better day. We need to figure out how to bottle this and bring it out in February.
Brad Little, the party's gubernatorial candidate, worked the crowd, then went inside the business for a brief tour. When he emerged and started back to the bus, he stopped for an impromptu talk.
Thank you all for coming out.
One by one, Little introduced his fellow candidates to the crowd. And then he mentioned new state projects of interest to Kootenai County, a mental health facility under construction near the State Crisis Center at Kootenai Health in Coeur d'Alene.
We're going to have a new veterans home here. I just talked to Marv Hagedorn, the new director of Veterans Services. He told me that the location right here is in the queue. We believe we'll make the announcement in either December or January. So we're very happy that happened. For the people that made it happen, for the donors, thank you very much. Thank you for all the good work here.
With their allotted half hour nearly over, the candidates boarded the bus and headed toward their next stop near Sandpoint. Afterward, outgoing State Representative Eric Redman, dressed in a red Make America Great Again cap and a rainbow-colored shirt, said he will look back fondly on his legislative career.
I grew up in Palouse, down by Potlatch, you know, and been here since 1970 after serving the Air Force. But I knew North Idaho, but I didn't know Southeast, you know, Twin Falls, Pocatello, Idaho Falls. But now I do. And it's a great state, and there's a lot of industry, you know. I mean, it's pretty cool. we're blessed to live in this state.
The 2018 Idaho Republican bus tour is scheduled to stop in Moscow Saturday morning and resume again next week for an extensive tour of the southern part of the state. I'm Doug Nadvornik in Post Falls.